I want you to take your Bible and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. I will not keep you long tonight, but you have to act like you enjoy the short time that you'll be here. And so every once in a while, say amen. If for no other reason, you just want the service to come to an end so you can go home and have popcorn or ice cream or whatever. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And then I want you to find verse number 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 14. Once you find it, if you'll stand with me, please. This morning, I announced the sermon title for tonight. It's called Watch Out for Them. Watch Out for Them. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting with verse 14, I'll read out loud and you can follow along silently. The Bible says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Look back at verse 17. It says, "Wherefore come out from among them." Them. That word them tonight is going to help us through the sermon. Let's pray. Father, help us tonight. Holy Spirit of God, reach down from heaven and take this from being just a natural meeting and turn it into a supernatural meeting. God, help my voice to be surrendered and my mind to be surrendered to thy precious Holy Spirit. May our ears do the same. Lord, salvage some Christian tonight. Help them to make right decisions. Father, some are backslidden in the area about which I will speak. I pray, God, that they'll turn away from the mistakes they're making in their lives and turn back toward Jesus. Father, tonight, may we warn ourselves and be careful. Help the Scripture to make us better. And Father, might we leave here tonight being more committed to Jesus than when we came in. Minimize the interruptions, maximize the attention, and get glory to thyself, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat there, if you will. The Bible says, "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate." That word "them" there, I got to looking at it. It's often in the Bible. The Bible says in Luke 19:45, "And he went into the temple and began to cast out them and sold therein, that sold therein, and them that bought." He used that word "them" twice in that verse. In 1 Corinthians 5:13, it says, "But them that are without God judgeth. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person." God said, "Watch out for them, them, them." 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 20, it says, "Them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear." God said, "Watch out." God was taking his finger saying, watch them, watch them. In Acts chapter 20, verse 30, it says, "Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them." After them. Then in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse number 9, the Bible says, "Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them." Whoever this "them" is, God's given us a warning. Whoever this "them" is, God's saying, better watch out for them. This "them," that God is saying, there's something to keep an eye on in regard to them. Isaiah chapter 41, verse number 28, the Bible says, "For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counselor that, when I asked of them, could answer a word." There they are again, these people called them. This group called them. This individual called them. God is telling us, keep an eye on them. Luke chapter 22, verse number 24, the Bible says, "And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest." These "them" evidently were dealing with some pride issues in that verse. But you notice over and over and over again, God said, watch out for them. Keep your eye on them. Be careful being around them. These people, whoever they are, God calls them often just "them." But he's warning us. He's giving us some advice. Psalm chapter 59, verse number 8, the Bible says, "But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision." There we see that word, them, again. Psalm chapter 31, verse 15, "My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemy and from them that persecute me." Notice, these them are persecutors. These them have pride. These them are people that are not people of counsel. Oh, then we find in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31, it says, "By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace." Huh, here the Bible tells us these them are not people of faith. These them are people of pride. These them are people you should not follow. These them are people that will bring you down. These them are whoever they are, wherever they are, the them seem to be dangerous people. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 12, "that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing." Huh, them. Who are them? Well, I've discovered them come in all shapes and sizes. You have red-colored thems. You have yellow-colored thems. You have black-colored thems. And you have white-colored thems. All types and statuses do these thems come in. There are married thems. There are single thems. There are divorced thems. There are young thems. There are middle-aged thems. And there are old thems. There are thems that are rich. There are thems that are poor. You have thems in the north. You have thems in the east. You have thems in the west. And you have thems in the south. You have thems that are educated, and you have thems that are not so educated. There are thems that are male, thems that are female, and that's the only two kind you can have. There are thems that are laymen. There are thems that are church employees. There are thems that are hairy, and there are thems that are bald. And there are thems with not so good haircuts. There are thems that are people of personality, and yet there are thems that are a little bit boring. There are thems that have leadership, and thems that seem to be just followers. There are thems that are children, and thems that are teenagers, and thems that are adults. There are thems that are moms and dads, and yet there are thems that are grandma and grandpas. Hey, who are them? Them. Them. Folks, them are the wrong crowd. Them are the wrong crowd. There has been, since the beginning of man on earth, the them crowd. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, and I would recommend that every Christian memorize Psalm chapter 1, at least the first three verses. It will mean something to your walk with God. Psalm 1, verse 1 through 3 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Now, notice, God wants you to prosper. God wants you to be blessed. But he tells us here of a couple of things that you better watch out for, because if you want prosperity, he's telling us of two of the prerequisites for prosperity that have to do with staying away from them. He said, watch out, don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. You say, who is that? Them. That's them. And then he said, you better be careful standing in the way with sinners. You say, who's that? That's them. And God is saying, if you want prosperity in your life, Christian, one of the biggest hindrances to your prosperity is who you spend time with. You know, your counselor, you know, sometimes we get the idea that a counselor is just someone that you walked in and you sat down in their office and sat across from a desk from them. And that's not necessarily true. Your counselors are the books that you read. Your counselors are the people you listen to on the radio. And get this, everybody in here, from the youngest to the oldest, the music you listen to is your counselor. It counsels you. So, but I wasn't listening to it for the counsel. Well, then I guess they're just giving it to you whether you wanted it or not. And some of you, it might be a good idea for you to stop and think about the counsel that you're listening to and the filthy music that you're pumping into your head. But God said, I want to bless you. I want you to be blessed. I want you to have prosperity. But he said, I've got to tell you, you're not going to have prosperity because of them. He said, watch out now. If you walk in the counsel of the ungodly, the them, if you stand in the way of them, then you are not going to prosper like I want you to. And I don't care who you are, the wrong crowd can ruin you. Them will ruin you. If you're the best Christian in this church, you are not better than the warning that God has given for you to stay away from them. From them. Proverbs chapter 30, verse number 20 says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Now, folks, God's saying, you better watch out, because those that run with the fools, them, shall be destroyed. Folks, greater Christians than you are mentioned in the Bible, and they were destroyed, delayed, distracted by them. By them. You know, when Peter got around them, it hurt Peter. He was following Jesus afar off on his way to the crucifixion, and he stopped at a fire and warmed his hands with them. Next thing you know, he's cussing, he's lying, and he's denying. He was not doing that until he found himself with them. And Peter was the first pope. Them. Peter got around them, and he got that mar on his Christian testimony. Now, folks, you can't spend casual time around them and not act like them. If you lay down with dogs, you're going to wake up with fleas. If you play with a pig, you're going to end up with a curl in your tail, and you're going to smell like the world's manure. I'm here to tell you, them will ruin you. And I don't care how long you've been saved, and I don't care how long you've been a Christian, the them crowd is a dangerous crowd. When Abraham got around them, it hurt him. He went down into Egypt and committed adultery with one of them. Her name was Hagar. Just about destroyed him and his. Them. Now, you understand, Peter is no slouch when it comes to being a Christian, but Peter got around them and Peter knocked himself down. Abraham was no slouch in the Bible, but when he got around them, they worked on him and it reduced his Christianity and his strength. Hey, and you're not a better Christian than Peter, and you're not a better Christian than Abraham. When Lot got around them, boy, did he end up in a mess. I'm sure old Lot said, don't worry about me. I can handle my situation. He handled it all right. He went down in history for hanging around the fruits and the nuts. Took his family to live in a wicked city where them lived. What a mess. When Balaam got around them, it hurt him. So who was Balaam? Well, in his day, I think he was a famous preacher. And he went to preach for and with them. I'll tell you, as a preacher, there's only certain kind of people and certain places I'll preach at. I don't need to be around the them crowd. I'm an old-fashioned, independent, fundamental, King James Bible Baptist preacher, and that's who I hang around. That's who I read. That's who I listen to. Why? I'm afraid of the influence of them. Balaam hurt himself. Why? He went to preach for the wrong crowd, and them about ruined him. His donkey was a better friend than them were. when Naomi got around them, it hurt her. Naomi and her husband, Elimelech, took their children out of the will of God, moved to Moab. Moab was a city filled with them. Them. Her husband died, both of her sons died, and were buried there. Why? She went around, got around them. Them. When Ahab got around them, it hurt him. You know, Ahab started out, I think he was a fairly decent man in his beginning. But he dated a female, them. Say, what was her name? Jezebel. People don't name their daughters after her. They name their clunker cars after her. Boy, if you know the story, Abraham married into a them with Jezebel and ends up going down in history with a long-tongued Lot lizard of a wife that messed him, his testimony up, and everybody around her. Why? Them. Them. When Solomon, get this, the wisest man, said to have been the wisest man that walked the face of the earth other than Jesus Christ, was he powerful enough to get around them and survive it? No, he was not. Look, Solomon, when he got, the Bible says that Solomon married a bunch of wives that were not right with God. They were thems. And he started seeking after their gods. That's not real wise. So the wisest man on the face of the earth thought he could get around the them crowd and survive it. Well, the guy couldn't have been real smart at some point because he had 800 wives and some extra concubines. And I'll tell you what, any man that wants over 1,000 mother-in-laws, something's not right in his thinking. You get around them, you'll pay the mother-in-law price, brother. Them. Them. This them. Who are these them people? When Jehoshaphat got around them, it hurt him. He was one of the finest kings ever. But he got around a them named Ahab, who had gotten around a them named Jezebel. And what a mess. He got around them, and he got around a them called Athaliah, and his kingdom was destroyed. Now let me tell you something, folks. You better watch out for them. Better keep your eye out for them. Some of you are spending too much time right now. You say, with who? Them. Them, you know, you ought to know who them are. Teenager, if you run with them, it'll hurt you. Biggest downfall in young people's decision making is usually who their friends are. Them. Them. Oh, but wait a minute. Mom and Dad, you better watch your them crowd. We all like to hear when the teenagers are encouraged and challenged. Run with the right crowd. And then Mom and Dad will turn around, go to lunch with a bunch of flunkies from work that are cussing and telling dirty jokes and smoking a joint at lunch. Let me tell you something. Don't be telling your kids to do right. And then Dad, you turn around and you spend your time with wrong thems. Sunday school teacher, if you run with them, it will hurt you. Church leader, if you run with them, it will hurt you. Loyal church member, if you run with them, they will hurt you. Them are dangerous. Them are destructive. Them are deceptive. Them, hey, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. I don't think we have a lot of them in our church, but tucked away somewhere is a them. They work pretty hard at fooling the preacher. They're the ones that change their conversation when he walks in. Preacher walks in and, boy, you look around and say, we shouldn't talk about that right now. They work at hiding it, but they're there. The them are deceptive. The them are in every city. The them are out there. The them are where you work. The them are on your block. Them, watch out. You see, you know someone who is one of them. I hope you're not them. If you're them, You ought to get right with God. Now, I think we ought to be kind to them, but I think we ought to separate from them. Bible's pretty clear. It said, wherefore come out from among them. Say, who's them? Well, it's pretty clear who them is. But just in case it's not, let me give you a couple ideas. Who are them? I think the them are the idle crowd. Ones that just hang around the things of God but never serve God. You know, they say the idle mind is a devil's playground. Uninvolved, idle, but present, you got to be careful. Spectators usually do nothing more than talk. And they run out of good things to say. So every once in a while, get up, move around, act like you're involved. Better cover if you're a them. Who's the them crowd? They're the idle crowd. Who's the them crowd? They're the critical crowd. Can I tell you how to shut down a gossip? Don't give them any ears. Don't give them any ears. Hey, don't give them your ears. There's a polite way to say, I don't want to hear that. You say, well, what if they won't let me say it politely? Say it rudely, then ask God to forgive you. Hey, don't give them your ears. Don't give them your spirit. Don't give them your mind. Don't give them your attitude. Most of the time when people are having a hard time with their attitude, and if they're the kind of person that usually has a good attitude, they have run across a them. A them text them. A them wrote them an email. A them had said something to them in the hallway. Listen, you don't let the thems play with your mind. You don't let the thems play with your heart. You don't let the thems play with your spirit. Hey, I spend a lot of time guarding my spirit. I want to keep my spirit to where I am decent with people and right with God. And some of you, you need to guard your ears. You say against who? Them? Them? The them are the idle crowd. The them are the critical crowd. I think the them are the unrepentant sinners. Now, folks, we're all sinners. In this building tonight, you have saved sinners and you have lost sinners. We're all sinners. And I'm a sinner and you're a sinner. But you know something? A them is someone that's doing wrong. They plan to keep doing wrong. They know they're doing wrong. And they're good with it. Look, when somebody stumbles and they fall, they make a mistake, you might have been a them for a moment, but you don't have to stay there. You don't have to be a permanent them. But you know, there are some people, when you come in here, you're worried about what I'll say every service because you know I'm going to touch on something and a way you're living, and you've already got your guard up. You come in here saying, I don't care what he says, I am not changing. I'll come in here and put up with him. He can yell and scream and tell me what I'm doing wrong, but I am not changing. I'm going to keep living this way, and if anybody asks me about it, I'll let them know this is how I'm going to be. That's a them. You're a them if you act that way. You're a them if that's how you believe. Thems are those who are sinning, but it really doesn't matter to them. It really doesn't concern them. Hey, listen, if you're trying to get over some sins in your life and you're working at it, you know, I don't know that you're a full-fledged them. If you tried and you failed and you tried and you failed and you tried and you failed, if you plan to try again, I'm not sure you're a sold-out them. It's the ones that have said, this is how I'm going to live, this is how it's going to be. Pastor, I don't care how much you say about rock and roll music. I'm going to listen to it anyway. You're a them. Now, if you say, I tried and I failed and I tried and I failed and I tried and I failed, I don't think you're dedicated to being a them. But there's some people said, this is how it is, this is how I'm going to be. I'm not going to change. Not going to change at all. You're a them. Say, who are you talking about? Well, I don't know. Them? Say, you getting on me? I don't know. Are you them? I'm not using anybody's names. I'll let the Holy Spirit take care of who them are. Them are your secretive crowd. The ones that hide things from mom and dad. And I said this morning, I'll say it again tonight. Hey, young people, you don't have to hide good things from mom and dad. If you just done read your Bible all the way through, go ahead and tell your mom and dad. If you and your girlfriend or you and your boyfriend are texting Bible verses back and forth, go ahead and tell your mom and dad. Or spend most of your time deleting everything, hoping that they can't see it. Amen, men?
Yes,
then let's talk about your computer and the pornography that you hide. Then, hiding things on our phone and on our computers. Hey, them, that's that secretive crowd. Them are the rule breakers. Hey, them, listen. If you have a position of some sort of authority in our church, or some of you, you promised that you'd be faithful to church, and there's some things that you promised you would do. You ought to be doing that. And if you're not, and you're not doing it rebelliously, you're them. You know, we sometimes think that rule breakers are the people that are robbing banks. There's more rules to break than just robbing a bank. We ought to live right. We ought to do right. Don't be a rule breaker. Hey, them. You say, who are them? Them are evil people. I'm sure of that. I think there's a difference in sinning and being evil. I think sin is a part of evil, but I think evil is a very intense thing. The Bible says in Romans 12:9, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Evil is when somebody is trying to hurt someone. It's a plot. Evil people are out to get somebody and destroy them. It's a hateful thing. Evil, I'm sure, qualifies as them. The Bible even says we should stay away from the appearance of evil. Abstain from that appearance of evil. Don't even, you say, what appearance? I sure wouldn't want to be around someone who's evil. You know why? If someone is evil and you're spending time with someone that's evil, you're probably not going to make them better. They're going to make you worse. Them. Them. Well, I got to looking in the Bible, and I think over and over and over again, God warned us about them. Them. My sermon, I've given you one third of it, and I'm going to be done. Because if I preach the other hour's worth, I would only brush the surface of God's warning to you and I as Christians about them. As I've journeyed through life as a Christian, I see them here and there. There are times I've gotten too close to them. I got burnt because of it. I got hurt. They weakened me. I did not strengthen them. Oh, make sure you are not them. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. Wherefore, come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. The sermon tonight is called, Watch Out for Them. Do you have a them in your life right now? Be careful. Better Christians than you were not able to handle them. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Them. Them. Are you the wrong crowd? Are you the one we ought to warn people not to be around? Them. Who here tonight would say, Preacher, I think God has helped me tonight. I see the warning signal about them. And God helping me, I'll be careful. God helping me, I'll not let them cause me to be influenced away from Jesus. Who here tonight would say with an uplifted hand that God has spoken to your heart about them? About them. You may put your hands down. Hey, old-time fundamentalists, you get to running with the people that don't believe the way you believe. You're not strong enough to stay what you're supposed to be if you're hanging around them. Watch out. You'll hurt yourself. We're going to have an altar call. If you've been saved and never made it public, you come. We'll help you to make that public tonight. There's some of you, maybe you need to come and pray. Maybe you've gotten around someone at work or at school or at play, and you say, well, I've got to figure out a way to retract myself. Hey, be kind. Be kind. But you be careful spending your time with them. I'm going to ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. If you need a moment at this altar, you come. And we'll help you. You need to come and ask the Lord to help you to be careful around them? Is there a them in your life? Are you the them in somebody else's life? Oh, and thems, they're short, they're tall. Thems are young, they're old. There are thems that are friendly. There are thems that are not so friendly. There are rich thems and poor thems. Employed thems, unemployed thems. Neighbors on either side of you could be a them. Guard yourself around them. The piano will continue to play if you need a moment at this altar. Take a good long look at the people you spend time with. Take a good long look at the people that you let influence you. Take a good long look at what you listen to, what you read. Take a good long look at who is influencing you. You can be kind to them if you don't want to spend a bunch of time around them. Even in the church, watch out. There are thems that creep into the church. Thank you, Sarah.